NPR's business news starts with Spain's deepening economic crisis. When a country is in economic trouble, there's often a domino effect, and Spain is experiencing that right now. With 1 in 4 workers out of a job, Spain has the highest unemployment rate in Europe. With jobs scarce, people have been more careful with their money, and as Lauren Freyer reports from Madrid, that's now producing more bad news, a record drop in retail sales.
Spanish shoppers cut their spending by nearly 10% last month compared to the previous year. Sales of things like clothes and cosmetics fell 20%. Among those holding back is José Santa María, a social worker who says austerity measures have blindsided him.
1 year ago, all my family were working, I was working, and I thought everything was okay.
Then he lost his job, right around the time taxes went up. The economy's been bad here for 4 years, but the government only started slashing budgets dramatically this year. It's trying to convince markets Spain won't need a bailout. But many now fear the medicine may be killing the patient. Even people who have jobs, like lawyer Aitor Lascano, have been forced to cut discretionary spending on things like clothes and movie tickets.
A lot of clients that I have the last year haven't paid me money.
Last month was the tipping point, says economist Gail Allard.
By April, people were really afraid and starting to think about what happens if they foreclose on me or if we leave the euro, you know, all these dramatic scenarios.
And those scenarios are looking more likely. Spain's borrowing costs are near levels that sent Greece, Ireland and Portugal into bailouts. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.